is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. Congress has overridden President Donald Trump's veto of a defense policy bill. It's the first by lawmakers since Mr. Trump took office nearly 4 years ago. In an extraordinary New Year's Day session, the Republican-controlled Senate turned aside the veto, dismissing the president's objections to the $740 billion bill. President Trump rejected the defense measure last week, saying it failed to limit social media companies he claimed were biased against him during his failed re-election campaign. Mr. Trump also opposed language that allows for the renaming of military bases that honor Confederate leaders. A senior diplomat from China says China's relationship with the United States has reached a new crossroads and could get back on the right track following a period of unprecedented difficulty. Those comments by Foreign Minister Wang Yi were published in Chinese media on Saturday. Relations between the world's two biggest economies have come under increasing strain amid a series of disputes over trade, human rights, and the origins of COVID-19. In its latest move, the United States blacklisted dozens of Chinese companies it said had ties to the military. Wang told state media that recent U.S. policies towards China had harmed the interests of both countries. But he said there is now an opportunity for a new round of dialogue. The election of Joe Biden as U.S. president has been widely expected to improve relations between Washington and Beijing after 4 years of escalating tensions under the administration of Donald Trump. But President-elect Biden, who will take office on January 20th, has continued to criticize China for its abuses on trade and other issues. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.